All right, as you're heading back to your seats, we invite the children to come forward for this morning's children's time. Y'all can come on forward.
Good morning. Ooh! Friends I haven't seen in a while. Hey, Pierce. How's it going? Carla, nice to see you. Good morning. So good to see you all. School's going well? Awesome. Okay, good morning. Okay, I'm going to be acting, but I want to make sure Carson knows I'm acting. Okay. Oakland, over here, Miss Heather's going to put on a little performance and want to make sure you guys know I'm just acting. Hey, Olivia, good morning. Okay, Miss Heather's going to pretend, okay? What if you came to church this morning and then all of a sudden... Oh, yeah. Maybe that'll happen at 11 o'clock. What would you do? Yeah, that's Giving Blood Day. How apropos. Yes, it is Giving Blood Day. What would you do if you saw a person just flat out like that on the ground? What would you do, Ryan? Call 911, yes. You would probably tell an adult, right? You would do something, right? Because you guys are kids and you all have the biggest hearts. Right, you guys have big hearts. You wouldn't just walk right past. There's Miss Heather. Well, oh well, I guess she's fine. Right? Can you believe that sometimes people do that? Just walk by somebody who's just dropped to the floor. You don't know if they dropped dead or whatever. So you guys have big hearts. You're very close to God. We love children because you have big hearts. And you would say, there's a problem here, right? We as adults, we can learn from you children who have big hearts and are so close to God and show so much love. You show us how to take care of somebody. And that's what Jesus asked us to do, is be a good neighbor. Be a good neighbor means to be helpful to those who are hurting and in need. So yeah, so you're not going to just walk by somebody who's suffering, right? No, I know you wouldn't do that. And so what we need to do, yes, Avery, suffering somebody who's hurting. Like if you saw somebody hurting, like down on the ground, hurting, needs help, you wouldn't just walk by. You'd probably say, hey, mom, that person needs help. Or hey, dad, or hey, whoever, that person needs help. So we want to remember to be like that always. We want to be good neighbors. And because that's what Jesus asks us to do, is love your Lord, your God, with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind, and love your neighbor. Levi, can you finish it? Love your neighbor as yourself. He knows. He's very modest. Okay. All right. Let's put our hands together and pray. Dear God, thank you for these children who are so loving and kind and thoughtful, and help us to remember to be like them and be caring and thoughtful too. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And make sure if you give blood, make sure you take it easy. Don't overdo it afterwards. Just sit there so nobody collapses. Okay. We're going to follow Miss Amy at the back.